This VP Day Fevan Bar and Catch Up is available and open for business 7 days a week. And so is Western Highway Honda, Caroline Springs. Their 4 day sale starts this Thursday. Score a Honda Civic from just $24,490.
You know how much we love a dating term, a new dating term? This is something I've not heard of before. We're all familiar with catfishing. Catfishing, when you pretend to be a fake person on social media and you lure somebody and then they realise, oh, they weren't actually. That wasn't Rihanna I was flirting with online.
Friend of the show, Tommy Little, there's been question marks about him that he's been catfished at this point in time.
Oh, really? Oh,
there we go. Says he has a girl up in Bendigo. Does he?
Is she there? Well, this is a new term, hat fishing. Now, hat fishing.
Sorry?
Hat fishing is where the person, the definition, wearing a hat to trick people into thinking you're more attractive. It's often used to cover up baldness? Or an unfortunate
hair
situation. Now, I'm going to say, as a girl, I am so attracted to caps. Like, I love a cap. And my boyfriend, he wears caps a lot. It was one of the things I went, yep, that's hot. I really like caps. Now,
stop saying caps. He sounds like a chimney sweep. Just say a hat.
Cap. Yeah, but not a hat.
Top of the morning to you, lady.
No, but if he was wearing a trilby, I might not find that.
What are you, a milliner? You've already lost me.
Now,
I think, Boxy, that one and only Byron Gregory.
Just Byron, thanks.
Hat fishing. He's got bald head and he covers it up.
All right, I'll take my snap back off.
Snap
and
back.
Thanks to the team at TV.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't feel good.
I just have a high fade. I've got a low hairline.
He's got a high fade.
I just like wearing a hat. But it's not hat fishing. I've got nothing to hide.
You've got like a mohawk at the front. It's like,
Byron,
it's like a V.
Byron tight, is an anomaly because I think he would annoy men who are balding because he actually has a lot of hair. And do you think that's a receding hairline, Fev?
Who would care? Okay, firstly, if it was, that's hurtful to anyone out there who is balding.
I love bald guys. You know that.
As it turns out, it's not. It's actually a very low hairline. But if it was receding, so what?
Huge devil's cake.
Can I say, though, and I agree, most thanks to Jason Statham and Tom Hardy. I mean, Chris Judd. I mean, we all know bald is hot. So there's no problem now. Balding men, it's not even a negative. It's all nothing but positive. But here's a little story for you. And I will just say 131060, if you are a hat fisher, if you know you're covering something up with a hat, or if you think you've been hat fished, give us a call. Because I was hat fished once. It was interesting. I knew a guy, I have to be very careful here and delicate, but I think he lives overseas now. And I remember thinking,
of course he does. Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
I just looked up, I only just found it out because I looked him up on Instagram to see, and he lives overseas.
You need at least a continent between you and your exes.
So I remember going, I was working with him at the time, went, he's really hot, and wore a cap all the time. And then a few other people that we were working with said, yeah, but have you ever seen him without the cap? And I'm like, no. And they're like, okay, you're going to have to brace yourself. And I went, why are you carrying on like this? Now, here's the thing. He worked outdoors. So he was very, and olive skin, brown as a berry, just really, really solid tan. Mm. And then I'll never forget when he took the hat off one night because we went out for dinner and the hat had to come off. I actually had to look away because what had happened, and it was unfortunate for him on two fronts. One, he had a cone dome. So he was balding and he shaved his hair. He had an actual cone dome. Uh-huh. So pointy head. But not only that, because that's fine. You can work with that. But because he never took the cap off, it was white. So I'm looking at a guy that's a tanned face like George Clooney with an actual white cone head on top.
So he looked like a top deck.
Vice versa.
But it was bizarre.
More like a Toblerone with a...
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
Okay.
I'm finding it very hard to look at Byron.
I've got my hat off. So what? I look great. I've got a great shaped head.
Very
131060. Hat fishing? Is it a thing? Do you think you've been hat fished?
All right. You won't get many calls on this.
I hope Gabby rings up.
Well, maybe this is rubbish then.
131060. That's my girlfriend. She loves me with or without a hat. Mm. 131060. Hat fishing? Is it a thing? Your call's next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
All right, Fif. Move over. Cat fishing. The new phenomenon in the dating world apparently is hat fishing, and you've asked for some calls on this.
Yeah, that's right. Hat fishing, the definition, wearing a hat to trick people into thinking you're more attractive. It's often used to cover up an unfortunate hair situation or baldness. Now, we've come out as a show and said baldness is not a bad hair situation. Baldness is hot. But maybe you are wearing a hat as a comfort thing, like Byron wears it.
I just like wearing a hat.
Is it like, you know, like a pacifier, like if a dummy when you're pacifier. A baby?
What are you talking about? And then Fev high-fived her. What's going on in here?
Bailey.
How's your security blanket going, mate? Oh,
Bailey.
Great toddler reference. High five.
Bailey in Ballarat. Hi, Bailey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Bailey. Bailey, have you been hat-fished or are you hat-fishing?
Oh, I'm a hat-fisher for sure.
You wear your cap constantly, Bailey?
Yeah, I always wear it. Ladies love it.
What are you covering up something, Bailey?
No, a little bit. If I take the hat off, it's like an afro under there. My hair's that curly. throw the hat on her, it's just that much better. There
Bailey, have you taken it off in front of a girl and looked at the reaction, or have they run away or said, I'm not interested anymore?
No, I probably don't get that reaction as such, but it's just definitely that much easier to pick up with a hat on.
Mate, I agree.
Embrace your locks, bro. Curls get the girls.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You do anything to improve them.
Yeah, but curls out the bottom of a hat. That's dicky knee. Very dicky knee.
I do agree, though. I just think that's a general tip to boys. Mm. Put on a cap and I think your chances have gone up 25%.
There we go. There's a
absolutely.
Stat. Okay.
Oh, you reckon, though?
Yeah.
Well, the flat peak on a guy that's a bit too old.
No,
just
flat
bit...
peaks aren't. They're, yeah. I don't find
them. Oh, here we go again.
Taylor in Montana. Hi, Taylor.
Hi.
Taylor, have you been hat-fished?
Yeah, my boyfriend.
Oh, so he got you across the line. So he did. It was a good case of hat fishing. What was he hiding under that hat?
He has a devil's peak, but I didn't see him without a hat on for the first 9 months that I knew him.
Wow. 9 months. But
devil's peak back through people who don't know what a devil's peak is.
It's kind of like your hairline goes into a point at the start and the hair starts
like
to
Astro
go
Boy.
Back.
That's what he's got.
You still hammering me over here?
No, but that's what you have got.
What?
But yours is huge.
Okay.
It's a capital
so, Taylor,
peak.
You ended up loving his devil's peak.
I've moved on.
I know you did, but I didn't want to. Sorry about that, Taylor. But apparently, Byron wrapped up our conversation.
But back to that, like 9 months.
9 months.
9 months.
When they were really enjoying each other's company, did he leave his hat on? Like, was it like Joe Cocker? Did he?
I know. Well, we'd asked Taylor, but Byron got rid of it.
Oh, okay,
Cameron
mate.
In Pakenham. Hi, Cam.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Cam. Have you been hat-fished?
Well, it's actually not hat-fishing I'm going for. I've actually come up with a new phenomenon. I was like listening to you guys this morning, beard fishing. I actually beard fished my partner.
Oh, so you've grown a beard.
Well, that was actually the other way around. I was sending photos to her, obviously, as I was starting to like get to know her, of me without a beard. And then when she actually came and met me for our first date, I had a full beard.
And was she shocked, Cam? And
yes, she told me 2 weeks later that she was actually going to leave me because of it, because she's not a beard person.
So there we you go. Got rid of it.
Wow. Okay.
I've got a girlfriend.
Separate topic, but nevertheless, very interesting.
But you know, he's right. I've got a girlfriend who loved her boyfriend, met him with a beard. He shaved it off and she said, grow back immediately. I can't
really?
I can't deal with your face.
I tell you who
it can hide a weak jaw.
I tell you who'd be the number one hat fisher.
Who?
Molly Meldrum.
Absolutely.
Good point.
He's a hat fisher.
Imagine him without the hat.
I don't think I've ever seen him without a hat.
Good point.
I tried to steal it one night at 161, but didn't go down real well.
That is what just happened. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Are you smarter than...
Arena Spectacular. At the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne.
That's right, it's the biggest event of the year. It's our little segment, Are You Smarter Than? It's 20 past six every morning, just hidden in there. Our boss tried to get rid of it, but no, we are taking it to Melbourne. Everyone wants to get more Are You Smarter Than action. So it's our Arena Spectacular. As you all know by now, we got rejected by all the actual arenas, but we're at Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne. A few other issues we've had to deal with, obviously. One, we need you guys to come along. It's a trivia night and you can win $10,000. I mean, nothing to be sneezed at. Love arenas. You go to the MCG for a footy game, they don't give you $10,000.
Unbelievable price.
So head to fox.com.au, our win page there. Register. Teams of four, guys, and you want to represent your suburb. Now, the other thing that we were dealing with too, Fev, was hosts.
Yeah, we got a few knockbacks.
Well, Carl Stefanovic the other day, he said yes, but then obviously his
logistics
said no.
Didn't quite match up, did they?
No. Now, we've got a few. We really worked so hard yesterday. We went for Larry Emder. Larry,
he's
unfortunately, he's got a bit on up there.
He wouldn't even
in Sydney
run nude with Byron and I.
With the morning show.
Sport.
We went for a classic Sale of the Century host, Tony Barber. Tony's not available. In fact, he said the price was wrong. I just did some gear.
Oh, my God.
Greg never Evans. Hosted The Price is Right, but still.
Greg Evans.
What about, how
Paul,
do we go with...
Well, Greg's doing a wedding that night.
Oh, we got rejected by Greg Evans.
How do we go with David Letterman?
I didn't even try. Sorry, didn't have any idea how to contact him. But Grant Denyer, he surveyed 100 people and the answer was no.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing gear, guys. No, good, it's good.
It's good stuff.
So that's unfortunately. And then even, because I rang a few people that weren't there and I left their messages and they've gotten back with voicemails.
That's almost your best gag ever.
Thank you.
Surveyed 100 people and they all said no.
Is this a series of voicemails from hosts that you've pitched?
Yeah, I pitched to some other hosts okay. And I believe they've left us some voicemails.
Here we go.
G'day team, Andrew O'Keefe from Channel 7 here. Look, I'm deeply honoured that you invited me to host the trivia night. I'm just sorry, I can't make it. I'm catching up with the Deal or No Deal models the next day, so I've got to have my eyebrows plucked. That, and I swore I'd never work this ever again. Anyway, I hope it all goes really well.
Hi, Glenn Ridge here, and guys, thanks very much for the invite to be a part of the trivia night. Unfortunately, I can't do it. Thursday night's a really big night for me. The Garbos come on Friday, so Thursday night I've got to, you know, segregate all the recyclables, take the lids off the plastic bottles and all that sort of thing, and can't trust the kids to do it. So it's a big one for me. Sorry I can't get there on the Thursday night. Would have loved to have, but I'm sure you'll have a big night. See ya.
Hi, Phoebe, Dave, Evan, Byron, Tom Gleisner here. Thanks so much for asking me to host the trivia night on. Let me check the Thursday the 14th. I'll just check with my PA. Steph, am I free on Thursday the 14th?
Yes, you are.
No, just check the diary a little bit more closely.
No, nothing's on.
Yeah, mate, isn't there something written in the diary that says that I'm very busy on the 14th?
No, completely blank.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a new PA. yeah, sorry, can't make it. Bye.
Okay, he's gone. We got rejected by all them.
Ah,
well, now what?
We're not giving up. We've got a couple more to push
okay,
to.
Okay, couple more. We've practically ran out of former game show hosts.
You know, somebody that we've overlooked. All and right. We did get a message.
Goldman.
Well, yeah, we could try Mike Goldman.
Mike Goldman of Big Brother Late fame.
Another one that we on Facebook, we were heavily hit up by people saying, what about Baby John Burgess?
Oh, Baby John.
So, I won't lie, going to hit him up after the show today. He'd be great.
He doesn't live in Melbourne, though, does he?
That's almost a Letterman. Know, that's a high pitch.
Yeah, obviously he's too high for us.
Oh, we'll try.
And then there's some others, hopefully. Maybe Osher Ginsburg. We could get Osher.
Yeah, okay. Fox,
works for the company.
Fox.com.au. The win page is where you want to go to win the 10 grand and be part of the night. We just need to find a host. Stay tuned.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Pauline Hanson's burqa stunt in Parliament a few weeks ago could lead to dramatic changes in the Senate with a dress code. And time out for rule breakers. I love a few things about this one.
Didn't they say they're going to get fined or something?
Well, I don't know. There's no discussion of a fine at the moment. Just time out. Like, you know, what's her name? Super Nanny's walked in and gone, right, everyone, sit on the little
yeah,
step.
Yeah, no, I think I did read something along the same lines as that, Boxy, that they're going to get the politicians, if they interrupt in Parliament, are going to get a fine. Like $250 fine.
I think you'll see that was on the project on Monday night.
Yeah, well, there we go.
It's $285 fine, guys. There you go. Indeed.
Well informed.
Can I just... No, but what I think's interesting, and I don't know much more about this, but it's there's a dress code. Well, what's the dress code? No burkas.
Don't wear a burka.
Like, or then... Like that's just a that's strange silly. Thing.
It's like anyway. A school uniform. They might have to wear all the same thing.
God, exactly.
Because as a side note, I was, after I watched the project, my favourite person on it, I watched The House with Annabelle Crabb on ABC.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's just like school. Like Parliament's just like school. Sit in the naughty corner. You've been bad. It is.
Well, what is interesting, though, if there is some sort of bizarre dress code and time out, and I mean, it's all a little bit hands-on. Like, just they're adults. Just wear clothes and go to work. I mean, I don't think you need rules. But anyway.
Imagine if we had a dress code here.
Can you imagine? I just think suddenly it's just nanny state crazy. Like everyone just calm down and put clothes on. But I love the idea that Pauline Hanson...
That'll get taken out of context somewhere.
It's interesting though, because if there is some sort of weird time out dress code thing, everyone will go like point at Pauline and go, this is because of you. And I would love to talk
you
to anybody out there who are you the reason a rule was introduced?
Oh, this is
good.
A good
I've
example.
Got a perfect one for you.
Well, great.
Oh, you do your
well,
one.
There's one here in the office. So one thing we love to do here at Fox FM is celebrate people's birthdays. And we always get birthday cakes. I'll admit they're from a supermarket and they're usually, you know, just one of the ones you grab and you just put some candles in. So we always put candles in them and light them. And then for some reason this year, someone said we need matches and there was this, no more, you can't light candles on cakes anymore in the company because somebody did it irresponsibly and I think nearly blew up the station. And it was like, how did you muck up lighting candles on a birthday cake so badly? And I don't want to name that person. I don't actually know who it was. But now we've got this weird rule where we put candles in cakes and just stare at it.
That person's ruined it for everyone, just like Pauline Hanson did.
Exactly.
I ruined it for a lot of people back in 2009 at the Brownlow. And when you go to a function like that, all the grog gets put on the table and you can just go bang, beers, wine.
Yeah.
And then after that episode at the Brownlow where I had a lot of fun and the next year and still till now, it's like one drink per hour or something like that. They don't feed them. I get messages on Twitter, text messages from the boys. Beep. You, mate, we can't have a beer. So people are taking like flasks and stuff in because they don't get drinks.
You ruined the Brownlow.
Yeah, I've ruined it.
That's going to be hard to beat.
That will be so hard. You're there for the hour while McLaughlin's just going three votes.
I wrecked it for everybody, Dave. All right, I wrecked it.
See how we go. 13, 10, 60.
And I'm sitting at home, Byron, with the feet up on the couch with a frothy in my hand.
Has a rule been introduced? Because of you, we'll come back to your calls on the Fox.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
And I don't know whether you on social media follow either John Legend or his wife, Chrissy Teigen, model, great mate of Kim Kardashian's. Anyway, they seemingly have this amazing love life and they've got this their beautiful baby girl, Luna, and it all looks great. Well, John has only recently come out and said that he, in fact, tried to break up with Chrissy before they had their baby and got married.
Yeah.
But when they were dating, he tried to break up. He was like, he said, she refused to accept it. So he said, I think we should break up. And she's like, no, that's not happening. Anyway, they've stayed together and now they're happily married with a beautiful baby girl. I love that idea though, because it sounds bizarre, but I know this has happened. I've got a mate and I remember, and I thought his girlfriend was a nightmare at the time. So when he kept going, I'm going to break up with her. And then you'd speak to him the next day and he'd go, oh, you know, Cheryl and I were going out for dinner tonight. And I was like, but you broke up. No, she said we weren't going to break up.
What is she?
Cheryl.
That's a fictitious
name.
Yeah,
nightmare. She said, obviously a fictitious
not her
name. But I love that idea of
Cheryl.
Somebody not letting you break up with them. In fact, Leon, our executive producer, who apparently doesn't mind me saying this or getting him to say it, Leon, you recently were in a relationship and it didn't go the way you'd planned.
Yeah, I moved down here to from Sydney to do this job. And so I broke up with a girl I was seeing up there and she just said to me, oh, we'll do long distance. That's a decision to make.
We're not breaking up.
I've been talked back into relationships constantly. Not Schnicks and I, we're all great. Previous ones, yeah, I've done the old, just not happening. Okay, see you on Tuesday.
I love that somebody actually says, no, we're not breaking up. 13 10 60. Have you done this, or have you tried to break up with someone who's refused to accept and gone, no, we're still together?
I reckon I've done it about 10 times.
With Alex?
Yeah, she's tried to break up, and I just rock. I was living away, and I just rock up. Hey, what's for dinner?
Yeah. <You don't believe.
laughs> We're not together, mate. Oh, really?
You gave me your address. Yeah. I'm back.
13 10 60 is the number. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron, your calls next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Singer John Legend and his happy marriage to his beautiful wife, supermodel Chrissy Teigen, and their daughter Luna. He's revealed that he tried to break up with Chrissy once. And this is the quote. He said, "I was really stressed and busy, and I said to her, I'd just be happier if I was single right now. And she said, no, 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 but we're not breaking up."
In fairness, if a supermodel was at me to, like, we can push this one through, I'd be like, all right.
But it just, what do you say? Just busy.
I'm just busy.
I'm stressed and busy.
I'd be happier single. No, just, we're staying together.
No, you wouldn't.
Just busy being a legend.
So I love the confidence of somebody who says, I'm not breaking up. We are not. You are not leaving me.
Did you hear what she said to him?
What?
She turned around and said, oh, you're just on tour. Your voice hurts. Stop being a whiny face.
Sarah in Tullamarine. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Sarah, did you refuse to take a breakup? Seriously?
Look, it wasn't me. It was my my partner, who's now my fiancé. About 2 years ago, I decided that it was probably time to take some time apart, and she just said, not today, and now we're engaged.
So, Sarah, when she said, no, not today, the part of you that wanted to break up with her, where does that suddenly go? Do you just go?
I don't know, just sort of out the window. It sort of just went, okay, well, it's her choice, so it's not going to end.
Man, it's like a poker game. Someone's just doubled up and you go, okay, yeah, okay, okay.
It's amazing.
It is. Anthony in Gladstone Park. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Anthony, did you try to break up with someone who said no?
No, my girlfriend tried to break up with me 3 times and I said, nope, no way.
And, yeah. And did she eventually get away, or you're still happily together?
No, it's been 3 years so far, and she's just waiting on the next moment. She came up a few days ago saying to me, oh, we haven't had a fight yet, so good on you, keep going.
Well, I mean, look, she's...
What's that supposed to mean?
She's appraising the relationship as it goes along, and she's clearly right.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, we love each other dearly, and just, we just... I just deny that we're not going to break up. And she's like, all right, fine, whatever. Keep going.
So romantic, isn't it?
It's so hard.
Oh, it's beautiful, this.
Is it Michane?
It's Michane.
Michane, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Gorgeous name.
Thank you.
Michane, were you the recipient of the breakup, or were you trying to break up with someone?
No, my husband said when we were 3 weeks into our first, when we first got together, he said, I think it's not going to work out because you're really selfish. And I don't think I can be with someone that's selfish. And I said to him, don't be ridiculous. I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you. And we just continued along.
Michane, that's amazing. It's the dismissiveness of the other person's concerns. I just love this.
I love her name, Michane. I've never heard.
I knew he needed me.
He needs Michane.
He needs that kind of selfishness.
I reckon when Michane's mum was pregnant,
yeah,
she was hoping. The mum's like, I want a girl, call her Michelle. Dad's like, no, it's a boy, I want to call it Shane. So when it come out a girl, I go, well, we'll just mix it, Michane.
It's beautiful.
Right. I'm the only one I know.
I've never heard of it.
Beautiful compromise. So there you go. So it's optional. It would seem that breaking up with someone, it's a two-way contract and it has to be accepted by both parties.
You don't have. I didn't know it was legally binding. It's great news.
Unless you get an AVO, we are together.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Are you smarter than Arena Spectacular?
At the Chipmunks Play Centre in Cranbourne.
This is so big. Mm-hmm. It's getting so big. My daughter just rang in the middle of the break and said, Dad, I want to get on a table. I want to register. I said, you have to call up, hun. She wants to get on with her friends and play.
Yeah.
because I think they're going to school, isn't they? Want to win 10 grand. But you got no chance to win anyway. But you have to be 18, honey. So.
And not related to the host of the show as well.
So terms and conditions, you've got to be 18, just so everyone knows.
And this is, if you've been under a rock and you haven't heard, we're doing a massive trivia night. It's in a week, eight sleeps actually. And it's basically to see who the smartest or what the smartest suburb in Melbourne is. Fev, Byron, myself will be on a table. Tables are four. You can register at fox.com.au.
Just something to get. Yeah. I'm the captain, guys.
What? Well, that's really a discussion after the show.
Yeah, that's a broader chat.
That's probably a discussion after the show.
That's
but
a broader chat.
we have been saying head to the Fox Win page, register for you and three of your mates, yep. Represent your suburb. And then we thought, you know, let's just start trialing it now because mm-hmm. if you don't listen to the show at 20 past six in the morning, that's when we play this competition.
Yeah.
I will point out again, the competition our boss wanted to get rid of.
Oh, hate
in
it.
His face now.
He hates
look at us today.
In your face. How come I can't be Captain Byron?
Just gonna have
so we've got Marcus from Mornington on the line. Are you there, Marcus?
Off-air conversation. Here is Marcus right now.
Hey, Marcus.
How you going?
Marcus, really well. Or would you like to play a quick game of Are You Smarter Than? Best of three questions.
This is a game, or just telling us about his team?
I thought it was a game.
No, I was just going to tell us about his team.
Oh, okay. Tell us about your team, Marcus. Have you registered?
I have registered.
That's great. What's your team name?
Team Reddos.
Reddos. Why the Reddos?
Or got Reddos.
Well, last name's Redcliffe, and I thought, well, it's only fitting. It's all family. It's a family affair. So I thought, why not?
I love it, Marcus. We'll have a quick game because really there's nothing, you know, let's have a bit of content.
What are the questions?
Just think of one, Byron. You think of a question. Marcus, who do you want to take on, me or Fev?
Oh, well, I reckon Fev's a bit cocky all the time, so I reckon I could take him on.
There's reasons for that, bro.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's a question. This is a trial question. What is the capital of Nepal?
Naples,
that's in Italy.
Oh, is it? Nepal.
See, that was a bit quick.
I'll give you a clue. Those big puffer jackets have that name written on them.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're hard to help.
Okay. Kathmandu.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, well done, Marcus. Good luck. You and the Reddos. We'll be seeing you next Thursday night. Lucy in South Kingsville. Hi, Luce.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Luce. You've registered your team.
Yes, absolutely. I'm pumped and ready to go.
Okay, Nat, well, who are your three mates?
So I've got Tom, who is my sort of sports and science specialist. I've crafted a team of experts, and we're ready to take you on. You know, if you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Oh, so, boy.
What's your team name?
We are the Quizzes of Oz.
The Quizzes of Oz! Very well played.
It's not
Luce.
Their first rodeo, is it, these guys?
Luce, do you want to take one of us on quickly? Let's do a quick practice.
Yeah, all right. Fee, I'll take you.
Ooh. Go for me. Come for me.
Good
I love
stuff.
It.
Here's a question, just plucking this one out of the sky. What is the largest brass instrument in the world?
Trombone.
Brass? That's woodwork.
Oh, trombone?
Tuba.
And you were finally correct with tuba, Fief, but you'd already locked in the wrong answer.
Sorry.
Nobody won there.
There we go. I'm not a music expert in my defence.
Yeah, I love that you've got experts. What have I got? I've got Fev and Byron.
Well, I'm pretty good on geography.
I'm good at sport.
You're Fev's right, actually. Sport. This is great. This and I'll work. Do the arts.
So have
now,
a think.
You
this
arts.
Is great. Keep registering. fox.com.au. There is the other glitch we've also had, which is we're trying to lock in a host. We've gone to Carl Stefanova, we've gone to Larry Emder, we've gone to Grant Denyer, and we also got these, we've been leaving voicemail messages, and these were some return messages we got yesterday.
G'day team, Andrew O'Keefe from Channel 7 here. Look, I'm deeply honoured that you invited me to host the trivia night. I'm just sorry, I can't make it. I'm catching up with the Deal or No Deal models the next day, so I've got to have my eyebrows plucked. That, and I swore I'd never work with Fev again. Anyway, I hope it all goes really well.
Hi, Glenn Ridge here, and guys, thanks very much for the invite to be a part of the trivia night. Unfortunately, I can't do it. Thursday nights are really big nights for me. The Garbos come on Friday, so Thursday night I've got to, you know, segregate all the recyclables, take the lids off the plastic bottles and all that sort of thing, and can't trust the kids to do it. So it's a big one for me. Sorry I can't get there on the Thursday night. Would have loved to have, but I'm sure you'll have a big night. See ya.
Hi, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Tom Gleisner here. Thanks so much for asking me to host the trivia night on. Let me check the Thursday the 14th. I'll just check with my PA. Oh, Steph, am I free on Thursday the 14th?
Yes, you are.
No, just check the diary a little bit more closely. Are you...
No, nothing's on.
Yeah, mate, isn't there something written in the diary that says that I'm very busy on the 14th?
No, completely blank.
Okay, I'm going to have to get a new PA. Sorry, can't make it. Bye.
Anyway, head to the web page if you want to be part of it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, Fev, you've got a big event in your life coming up.
Yeah, I do, Boxy. Mm. And I'm just not quite sure what to do because I have just been invited for Facebook. Got an invitation for my 20-year school anniversary.
Oh, reunion time.
And it's February 8th.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's a long way away. But my dilemma is a lovely girl, Michelle, who put it on Facebook, who I used to work at McDonald's with, actually.
Oh,
we
nice.
Went to school together. But hello. I did year 12 over 2 years. So year 11, I did a couple of year 12 subjects, and then I did year 12 because I thought I'd get drafted, which I did. So I didn't want to be playing in my first year of AFL and doing the whole six subjects because you want to concentrate on you. So I did half and half.
Guys, I'm only doing maths up to six times table. They're the only ones I need to count up. The snags.
He is very good at his six times table.
I'm very good at my six times table. So this is my first one. So I'm not sure whether I should go or not. And I never went to the 10th one either.
Mm.
And it's a 20th year anniversary. I don't know where. And of all places... I had a little bit of a chuckle.
Mm.
It's at the Pakenham Bowls Club.
Oh, one of my local
right near you.
Oh, great.
Barefoot Bowls.
Barefoot Bowls. Oh. I'm not quite sure, but it's a big thing. It's a big thing, a reunion.
Oh, it's great. Do you know...
20 years is a long time.
I know. And you know what? They can... And I know why you're a bit hesitant, because they don't always go well. Sometimes they can be school reunion disasters.
Mm.
And here's a little heads up for you. Byron was involved in one of mine. I've never done the official ones, and more so because I was living interstate or overseas, or I just couldn't make them.
We all got stuff going on, mate.
No, but it's true. Like, I wasn't...
They actually crossed a FIFI satellite for her.
No.
Sorry, I'd love to be there tonight.
No.
Oh, you'll have to speak up, guys. I'm wearing a lot of jewellery.
Do you know what the truth is? I kid you not. I missed the first two because they were sending them to my old address.
Right, yeah.
And someone would go, oh, you didn't go to the 10-year reunion. I'm like, I didn't even know it was on.
Mm. No, anyway, I moved to a better suburb. Sorry, guys.
I had my, I missed a few years ago for a radio competition that Byron and I were on another show, and we, the producers of the show, decided to give me a school reunion because I'd missed all of mine, and they just got together a lot of people that went to my school and were in my class, and Byron came with me, and we did it here in South Melbourne at one of the pubs upstairs. But can I just explain what happened? So Byron came up to me about halfway through, and he looked ashen like a ghost, and he went, I've just got to go. I've just got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
Why?
Well, okay, I'm going to put this delicately. What? So, on behalf of you.
Oh.
So what he was a bit shocked at, and at the time I was 35, so we were a group of 35-year-old women.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brian, I set you up.
Well, what an interesting time to throw to me. I just, okay. Wow.
Be honest.
It surprised me.
Oh,
it surprised
What's
me.
Happened?
Because we're the same age. So he was in a room of people his age.
Okay.
And
we're essentially looking in a mirror, aren't we? And it's like, we couldn't look as old as they do. They all look pretty old. But that wasn't off-air chat. You've thrown it to me on air.
So you were sitting there in your cool Foo Fighters t-shirt and your flat feet cap.
He was traumatised. He had to get out. He said, it's actually made me really
I went straight to the plastic surgeon, got a facelift.
He said, I can't be this old.
Unbelievable.
Guys, I might nick one of their mobility scooters and ride it home.
But anyway, look, it doesn't always go great, the reunion. Should Fev go to his is the big question.
Exactly. 13, 10, 60. Maybe give Fev some warnings.
Yeah.
Did you go to one and, you know, you ran someone at school and you had a... Bit of a fight, maybe it was a fallout, or maybe it was great. Who knows?
Well, my school days were good, and it's surprising I did pass. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but a reunion. I actually wanted to go to my 10th, but I was actually playing footy at the time. We had it on a Friday night, and I was playing at the MCG. Oh, do I go to school reunion with 100 people or play in front of 90,000 and kick 8?
Well, guys, you want to see me? Flick it on to 7. There we go.
13, 10, 60. We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking school reunions because Fev has his 20-year reunion coming up and you're not sure whether or not
Saturday the 3rd of February.
Okay, we're doing a big run-up for it.
Jeez, they're organised.
Organised, aren't they?
You're a bit tentative, Fev. You're not sure.
I'm not sure because I did... I don't know if it's actually my year 12 level. But I've been invited because I did over 2 years. So it's the first year.
You could go to both.
I reckon it's the second year. I think it's your final year. So that would be the year after.
But I did all year 7 to 12 with these guys.
Oh, these guys. Oh, no, they're your year.
Yeah, so they're my year.
Oh, I think they're your year. So this is your one to go to.
Yeah, so one to go to. But then I graduated the year after with another group.
Don't worry about that technicality.
I was like Van Wilder. Just didn't want to get out of there.
didn't Dave Parkin just force you, though, to finish school? So yes, you weren't a big fan of it anyway.
Yeah, no, little did I know David Parkin had everything to do with the education system.
Now we've got Kylie in North Ringwood. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, Fifi. How are you going?
Yeah, good, Kylie. Now, how did your reunion go?
Well, we've got something in common, Fifi, because we both went to Tintin.
Hey, come Tintin Ice.
Were you the captain? Were you the captain?
No, not quite. We had our 30-year reunion on the weekend, and it was fabulous. You have to go, Fev. It was like we had seen each other yesterday, and I tell you what, the girls were still looking really good. Oh, it was amazing, absolutely fantastic.
Should have gone to that one, Byron.
Yeah, well, that's Tintin for you.
That's Tintin
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. Good girls.
No, good
great
stuff.
Girls. Oh. Now boys, actually.
And it's
Tim James, one of our producers. He went to Tintin.
So that's a 30th year reunion that was a massive success, Fev. So thank you, Kylie. That's a vote for Fev to attend his 20 year.
Yeah, but Luce, like you're famous, right? So it's going to be a weird thing of Aussie dudes. There'll be probably 3 or 4 beers in. Then they shimmy up to you.
Bro. What's Dipper really like?
Like you're going to get a lot of that. And they're going to circle around you like sharks for the first 45 minutes, not saying anything.
Then
it'll be weird, bro.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sanya in Mooney Ponds. Hi, Sanya.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Have you been to your school reunion and did it go well?
Yeah, I went to a 30th. I missed the first two as well. Went to a 30th and had a blast. It was exactly the same as when we were at school as well.
I love it.
We had the corner, in one corner we had the girls that used to sit around, you know, bagging everyone. We had the sports ones on one side.
Good old memories of bullying. Sounds brought everything back. good old days.
On the other side, it was just hysterical. We had so much fun.
Remember those names that got levelled at you and you hated and you thought, never have to hear that again?
The problem is, Dave, you could probably relate a little bit. I don't think.
Why can't I relate?
Oh, because you don't know what I'm going to say. And then I'll say it and then you'll go, yeah,
talk to
true.
Me too.
Okay, Boxy. Okay, Boxy. The problem was, at school, I was the class clown.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Never!
I was the funny guy. I was the one when you go to boring biology class, I just do something funny just to... Yeah. I've changed. I'm not that sort of person. So they're going to expect me to be that guy again, but I'm like more mature. Oh. I'm a father.
Fev turning up with a monocle. Good morrow to you, sir.
Let's say one more. Adele in Sydenham. And by the way, Fief, you can't be school captain and the class clown.
You
can't have your cake and eat it.
I was really funny.
You weren't. Oh, God. Not intentionally.
Push on.
Adele in Sydenham. Hi, Adele.
Hi, guys. My 20-year reunion was earlier this year, and it was going great until I had one of my teachers ask me what my chosen profession was. And when I replied hairdresser, he kind of went, oh, well, the main thing is, I guess, that you're happy with that choice.
Do teachers go?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am 100% going because every teacher that I ever had said, you're going to be nothing. You're not going to make anything out of your life. You're a dropkick.
There's the fun, isn't it?
I proved you wrong, didn't I?
Yeah. Now I'm professionally a dropkick and I get paid very well for it.
Thanks for all your calls on that. Fev's done very well. He should be very proud. Oh, you don't have to rub it in people's faces, though.
Yeah, but I had that many teachers say, mate, you're going nowhere.
How wrong they were. I did
go places, then went nowhere real quick, but I'm sort of back a little bit.
Get all the teachers to pile in your car, drive past a billboard. Oh, that's embarrassing.
That Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron catch-up is just a few minutes away whenever you want to listen to it again. And Western Highway Honda Caroline Springs is just a few Ks from the Westgate. Their four-day sale starts this Thursday. Score a Honda HR-V from just $26,490.